Good afternoon. I'm looking forward to meet the EU defense ministers again. I met them last month in Valletta, and now I will meet them again today. And we are now really taking the NATO-EU cooperation to new levels. We have transformed the cooperation, and we are delivering a lot of concrete results. Last December, we agreed on 42 concrete measures, and we are now implementing those measures. And High Representative Federica Mogherini and I, we will issue a report next month on the progress we are making in implementing the measures strengthening NATO-EU cooperation. And just to mention one example of how important this cooperation is, I will focus on, I will mention cyber, because cyber threats is something we have to take very seriously. And last year, NATO experienced 500 cyber incidents on average every month, and that's a 60% increase compared to the previous year. And last Friday, NATO issued a warning to all allies after the ransomware attack we saw. And we also shared that warning with the European Union, and the European Union shared their information with NATO. We have also recently granted the European Hub for Cybersecurity access to NATO's malware information sharing platform. So now NATO and the European Union are able to share information in real time on cyber attacks, as the attack we saw last weekend. So this is just one example of how we are making progress step by step in many different areas to strengthen the practical cooperation between NATO and the European Union. Cooperation between NATO and the European Union will also be an important issue we will highlight when NATO leaders meet exactly in 1 week from now in Brussels. That will be a short meeting, but it will be an important meeting because it will be the first meeting where the new US president and the new French president meet all the other NATO allies, allied leaders here in Brussels. I'm looking forward to the meeting. We will address especially two topics, transatlantic bond and burden sharing, and NATO's efforts to step up our contribution to the fight against terrorism. So I'm looking forward to welcoming all the leaders to Brussels to the NATO leaders' meeting here next week. It is now discussed in the alliance whether NATO should formally join the counter-ISIL coalition. We have to remember that all NATO allies are already member of the coalition, and NATO provides support to the coalition. We support the coalition with our AWACS surveillance planes, and we're also training Iraqi soldiers, officers. We have done so in Jordan, and we're now also doing it in Iraq. It is discussed whether NATO should join the coalition, and those allies who are arguing in favor, they are pointing at the fact that by joining the coalition, NATO could send a clear message of political support to the coalition, and we could also provide a better platform for coordinating NATO support to the coalition with the ongoing activities in the coalition, and also better coordination with the European Union. But no decision has been taken, and the discussion is going on. The important thing for me is that NATO should continue to provide support with our AWACS surveillance plane, with training, and it's also very important to underline that this is not about NATO engaging in any kind of combat operation. There has been no request, no one wants NATO to go into combat operation in Syria or Iraq. So that's absolutely out of question for NATO to go into combat operations. But it's about NATO providing support to the coalition, training, capacity building, AWACS surveillance planes, and whether we can have a better platform for coordinate these activities if we join.
Secretary General.
You can take that one. All NATO allies are already members of the coalition, and I think it's very hard in a way to establish a clear distinction between NATO and NATO allies. NATO allies are member. NATO provides support to the coalition, but I think we should now continue the discussions and the deliberations and then make our decisions. So. Again, the important thing is that NATO will not engage in any combat operations. There has been no ask, no request for that at all. And NATO should continue to provide support to the coalition, regardless of whether we formally join or not join the coalition.
Secretary General, are you concerned that you have a NATO-US ally who can't keep confidential information?
I very much appreciate the cooperation we have inside NATO on information sharing, and I trust all allies enough and I'm absolutely certain that they're able to share and to handle this information in a good way. And we have seen that for many, many years. And actually, NATO has improved and increased our capacity when it comes to intelligence and sharing intelligence. We have just established a new intelligence division, and I very much appreciate the cooperation we have between all allies when it comes to sharing intelligence. That's of great importance for all allies.
Secretary General, any chance for cooperation between NATO and the EU military cooperation in Libya, specifically if it comes to fighting against terrorism?
There are no plans and no requests for NATO engaging in any kind of military operations in Libya. But what NATO is ready to do is to provide help, support to the Libyan government to develop their security and defense institutions. And that's exactly what we now are working on together with the government of National Accord in Libya. I recently met with Prime Minister Al-Sarraj, and we discussed how NATO can provide help to build institutions like a Minister of Defense, like Joint Chief of Staffs, like improving their capacity for intelligence and security, information. And all of these are issues where NATO has a lot of experience. We have tried and tested capabilities where we can provide help to Libya building institutions, but there have been no requests for going into any kind of military operation. It has no effect on NATO activities. The dispute is a bilateral issue between Turkey and Germany. We had a similar situation some months ago or a year ago, and then it was solved, and I hope that this dispute will be solved also. This time it's a bilateral issue between Turkey and Germany. Well, I hope that they will find a way to solve the dispute. Well, NATO has been engaged in the fight against terrorism for many, many years. Our biggest military operation ever, our presence in Afghanistan, is a military operation fighting terrorism. We went into Afghanistan as a direct consequence of a terrorist attack against the United States 9/11/2001. And we have been there for many, many years fighting terrorism, helping the Afghans to fight terrorism. But I strongly believe that the best way we can fight terrorism in the long run is to build local capacity, train local forces, and then enable them to fight terrorism. That's what we are now doing in Afghanistan. We have ended our combat operation. We now do train, assist, and advise in Afghanistan. And we have been successful in training and building an Afghan national army and security force of 350,000 soldiers and police. We have started to train soldiers in Iraq and in Jordan. And we also work with other nations in the region, building capacity, helping them to reform. So I really believe that in the long run, the best thing we can do is to not deploy large number of NATO troops in big combat operations, but enable the countries themselves to stabilize their own country and to fight terrorism themselves. And that's exactly what NATO is doing more and more in many different countries.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry? No. No, there is no question about NATO going into any combat operation in Afghanistan. We will continue to train and assist and advise the Afghans. They have proven capable, they have proven professional, and they have taken over the responsibility for the security in their own country. I think that's very good for the Afghans, but also for NATO. We will continue to help them with training, assistance and advice, and also with financial support. But they are in the lead, they are responsible for security in Afghanistan. Thank you.
Thank you very much.